from Ask Apache, is entitled Upgrading to DreamHost Private Servers on May 31st. I've recently relocated to the DreamHost private server setup, not for any reason other than it's such a cool offer that I had to take advantage of it to learn more about it. DreamHost private server. DreamHost PS uses Linux server to give you your own virtual machine, thereby protecting your CPU and RAM from all other users on your physical machine. Linux server. Linux server provides virtualization for GNU Linux systems. This is accomplished by kernel-level isolation. It allows to run multiple virtual units at once. Those units are sufficiently isolated to guarantee the required security, but utilize available resources efficiently as they run on the same kernel. This particular virtual server model is implemented through a combination of security, contexts, segmented routing, CRUD, extended quotas and some other standard tools. What bothers me about DreamHost PS? 1. They don't have the skill desire to let you run only certain sites' usernames on the PS. It's all or nothing, which completely sucks. 2. It's so darn expensive. I spent more after the first 24 hours than I usually do in a month. 3. Although they say you still have the backups of your site, the snapshot folder is no longer accessible and you have to manually contact support to ask for a backup. 4. The environment on the shell doesn't have as much access to good stuff like using locate. 5. Processes can get out of control and use up too much memory if you have a busy site like me, which results in the sending of 500 threads to everyone else. 6. Still uses NFS, the slowest thing in the world and not worth it. Now that backups aren't even accessible, it can also cause some hard-to-detect issues with caching setups. What thrills me about DreamHost PS? 1. I have more access and control over my server, sites, memory, and files via SSH login. 2. I can scale the CPU and memory whenever I want, and just like the static IPs, you only pay for the time you use, making experimenting affordable. 3. I can reboot the whole server at any time. Sometimes useful if our script I'm experimenting with locks the whole server. 4. Only my shell accounts can access the server. Security is much stronger. 5. You can configure other web servers like LIGHTTPD, Nginx, and FNORD to serve content on sites that are mostly static content. 6. I've only had it for 3 days, so I'm sure I'll find a lot more awesome capabilities. Problems migrating to DreamHost PS. Here are some issues I experienced during migration and the solutions I've used. During this process, it is important to note how helpful the DreamHost support staff were in putting up with my sometimes overly technical and detailed support requests. Thanks, John, Brian, and Robert R. PHP and HTTPD processes hogging all memory. Unlike on shared hosting accounts, where DH technical people have set up a very robust system, it appears they are missing the expertise of a past employee or something because this new setup is not as robust yet. For instance, I started out my account CPU and memory at the max 2300 MB/2300 MHz, but my sites were all still taking forever to serve content, simply because instead of on the shared servers where user processes and HTTPD instances are more controlled, this account seems to not have very well thought out limits on it. So if 100 people asked for a page on my site, this server loads up 100 HTTPD processes under the posh user and loads up 100 processes for the custom compiled PHP CGI I am running. This sounds like a cool thing, but in reality it takes up so much of my memory that my bash shell login under SSH runs out of memory and won't even let me do a simple PS, and it just keeps serving 500 threads to anyone else who requests something on my site. DH will have to fix this soon or someone will launch a DDoS attack that will cripple them, unless a Google-do does it first. Solution: I contacted support and received a very friendly and prompt reply, suggesting a bad script and offering to set up a process watcher and killer, which I accepted. Eventually I located the problem to be an error document 500 directive in my .chs that was pointing to a PHP file instead of a static HTML. No crunobs or cron jobs. None of my crontab files were moved to my new server, and in fact I was receiving permission denied just to access my crontab. Solution: I contacted support and they installed new crunobs for me and offered to copy my old ones. Static IP changed for site with non-Dreamhost DNS. One site uses DNS from Network Solutions, so when my site was migrated and got a new static IP address, my site went down. It would have been nice and should be expected that in this situation DreamHost would alert you that the change is going to happen so you can update your DNS without your site going offline. Solution: logged into my Network Solutions account and updated the DNS for my site to point to the new static IP. SSH hosts, authorized keys broken. Some of my sites and user accounts use passwordless SSH to make some things work, and all of these were made useless when I moved to my new private server. Solution: 1. Logged into my user accounts with SSH. 2. Deleted the old files in folder SSH. 3. Created new keys and added them to other accounts. 4. Logged into new accounts to add to host files. Old server and static IP references in site files. I have some pretty technical and complex CGIs, .chs files, shell, scripts run by cron jobs, PHP script, etc., on some sites and shell accounts, and many of my files contain code to the static IP and our Dreamhost server, either for access control or for faster connects by connecting straight to an IP instead of having to perform a DNS lookup. So when both the static IPs and Dreamhost server change, it broke all my files. Solution: basically I knew I had to search all of my files and replace the old IP with the new IP. I also had to search files releasing the old server with my new server. To make life simpler, I wrote a simple shell script that I run from my account while logged in using SSH that does this automatically, with the added feature of asking me if I would like to make the replacement for each file it finds, which is nice because I don't want to replace this for old log files and missed stuff. Dreamhost's migration shell script /binbash version 1.0 by Ask Apache May 29, 2008. Shopped SX Glob, Renice 19. Old server equals 208.113.183.103, new server equals 208.113.134.190. Fix files equals dollar, grepRLI dollar old server dollar home slash, mail dir logs backup source tmp doit php5 php526 hyperviews, 2, slash dev null. For thefile in dollar fix files at doif dollar thefile. Then echo e1n1n1n1n, echo, echo name, dollar thefile, echo type, dollar, command file b dollar thefile, echo size, dollar, command do hs dollar thefile awk print $1, echo matching lines, grep I, color equals auto dollar old server dollar thefile, echo e1n, echo n replace occurrences of dollar old server with dollar new server, yn, read n1ans. Case dollar ands in, nn, echo e1n skipping. yy, echo e1n replacing. cp dollar thefile b1n slash dev null, cat dollar thefile b1 seds slash dollar old server slash dollar new server slash g1 dollar thefile, rn dollar thefile b1n slash dev null, echo done. esac fi, done, exit 0. Other web servers allowed on DreamHost PS. Lightweight web servers are web servers which have been designed to run with very small resource overhead because of hardware, environment, or simply for the challenge of it. Many of these systems have been created as a mental exercise to determine if a modern web server could be written to run on limited resources such as those provided in a graphing calculator, an ancient Commodore 64 machine, or in 64 kilobytes, 64 KB, total of memory. Others have been written as commercial endeavors to create web servers with low overhead for embedded systems, network router configuration pages, or low memory environments. Apache web server on DH is configured in process-based mode. This means that each process serves one simultaneous connection and uses significant amount of memory for that, thus limiting concurrent user count. You can download and install some lightweight web servers like LIGHTTPD or Nginx. These servers use async I/O and can handle large count of concurrent connections without consuming much RAM, especially when serving static files. But default port 80 is already occupied by Apache, and you cannot change that. So, you can use another port for new lightweight server, but visitors will see ugly port number and address and such solution will not work for some corporate firewalls. 1 LIGHTTPD, small memory footprint compared to other web servers, effective management of the CPU load, an advanced feature set. Fast CGI. SCGI. Off. Output compression. URL rewriting. Many more. 2. Nginx, lightweight web server reverse proxy and email, IMAPPOP3, proxy. Handling of static files, index files and auto-indexing. Reverse proxy without caching, load balancing, and fault tolerance. SSL support. Fast CGI support. Name and IP-based virtual servers. FLV streaming. 3. FANORD, lightweight web server written by Felix von Leitner. It aims to be a small, but extremely fast and secure web server. Small, 13K static Linux x86 binary without CGI, 18K with CGI. Fast. Uses MAP, and on Linux, Senfil. Connection keep alive. El Cheapo virtual domains, similar to THTTPD. IPv6 support, through TCP server. CGI, through pipes, not temp files like Apache. Content range, not the full specs, just AB or A byte ranges. Transparent content negotiation. Directory index generation. DreamHost PS troubleshooting. 1. Symptoms of an overloaded DreamHost PS. 2. Checking your daily and monthly resource usage. 3. Changing your CPU and memory allocation. 4. Rebooting your DreamHost PS. 5. Overloaded DreamHost PS. 6. Idle DreamHost PS. 7. Changing web server. 8. See also. 9. External link. Symptoms of an overloaded DreamHost PS. If you experience any of the following symptoms, most likely you will need to increase the resource allocation, CPU and memory, to your private server. 1. Out of memory. 2. Internal server errors, 500 errors. 3. Killed scripts. 4. Inability to log in, SSH exchange identification, connection, closed by remote host. Checking your daily and monthly resource usage. Check the daily and monthly usage graph in the control panel under Private Servers CPU Memory to see if your usage is going beyond your currently guaranteed CPU and memory allocation. Changing your CPU and memory allocation. You can increase or decrease your resource allocation by moving the green slider in the control panel under Private Servers CPU Memory. As you move it, the amount of CPU and memory will update automatically, along with the rate you will be charged for that setting. Once your Happy with the setting, click on the Change Server Name SCPU/Memory Now button to push the change into place. It will take a short period of time for the setting change to be reflected. Typically, no reboot is necessary. Rebooting your DreamHost PS. If you have a problem, you can try rebooting your private server yourself in the control panel under Private Servers Reboot Server. No need to contact support for that. Isn't that cool? It may temporarily fix things, but if it doesn't provide a long-term solution, you will need to increase the resources allocated to your private server by using the green slider as mentioned in the previous paragraph. Overloaded DreamHost PS. The image above is what your daily usage graph might look if you've got your settings too low. Notice that the actual usage routinely exceeds the guaranteed amount of 150 mhzmb. This is bound to cause problems for your sites. To rectify the situation, it's recommended that you increase your resource allocation. Then keep an eye on the graph for several hours and test our sites to see if you've allocated enough resources for things to run smoothly. It is recommended that you start out by doubling your current resource allocation to see if it's enough. Once you've verified that things are running properly, you can reduce your resource allocation to the point where your peaks just barely exceed what you have allocated. Of course, you'll want to routinely monitor your usage and increase the resource allocation as your needs increase. It's best to overallocate than underallocate. You don't want to find out that you've underallocated by your visitors' customers complaining about your sites not working properly. Note that you're only charged for the period of time that you have the slider in a particular position. So it's safe to experiment. In fact, we recommend it. You can increase or decrease your resource allocation at any time. You will typically see Apache processes running on your server and appearing to consume all of the memory. This is generally not the case, because Apache processes share a significant amount of memory between one another. Additionally, we automatically configure Apache to work well within the memory allocation of your PS server. It is still possible for a busy website to overwhelm a DreamHost PS server, but it is not generally the fault of the Apache web server itself. Of course, you may also want to try to reduce your load on the server as well, so you can reduce the resource allocation and save some money. Idle DreamHost PS. The image above is what your daily usage graph might look if you've got nothing running under your DreamHost PS. This just shows the overhead resource usage. You could host a lightly loaded web page with this resource allocation, provided it uses static content, but probably not much more. If you've got your resource allocation set to 150 mhzmb, it is recommended that you monitor the usage very often. Some content on this page included from this article by author history from the DreamHost Wiki and is licensed under the GNUFDL. Random posts. Speed tips, turn off eggs. CSS cross-browser compatibility tip. SEO in WordPress. Is your password crackable? Custom webmaster shell environment. Fetch feed subscribers from Google Reader with curl. 27 request methods for Apache rewrite and CSS. Advanced WordPress 404 PHP. 301 redirect chat sheet. Updated WordPress rewrite rules viewer plugin. DreamHost private server Ask Apache.